Yeah, we all need to be reminded, really, as our brother had prayed. I know we've spoken about this since 2014. My goodness, how many years is it now? Almost 8 years, right?
거의 8년입니다.
Now it's 22nd, right? And yet it is not simple. So keeping the feast is very important. Remember, it is appointed by God. And the place of keeping this wonderful feast is Zion. You may not think Zion is important, but it is very important. Even in Psalm 2, the Lord says, I've set up my king in Zion. Right. In Psalm 132, the Lord has chosen Zion, and this will be the place of his dwelling and his rest forever, forever. Zion is wonderful, chosen by God. And like we mentioned in Psalm 48, it is the city of the great king. City of the great king, my goodness, right? And it's also written that when Zion is established, then the Lord as the king will come back. And I want to remind all of you in Revelation chapter 14, the first fruits, the coming of the Lord, the first fruits will be raptured, will be raptured. Where to? To stand with the Lamb on Mount Zion before the throne of God. It's not just somewhere before the throne, right? But very specific, on Mount Zion, with Christ, with the Lamb, before the throne of God. And I want to remind you that the Lamb, again, is mentioned. The Lamb. It's a wonderful Lamb. And it's written, these are they who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. It's the same Passover lamb, the lamb that was slain. Revelation chapter 5.
계시록 5장.
John saw the lamb.
요한이 그 양을 보았습니다.
Victorious lamb.
승리한 양.
And there he has seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. And that lamb is now the lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lamb that was slain rose again. He rose again.
Wow.
Now he's sitting at the right hand of the Majesty on high. This is wonderful. A wonderful Lamb. We'll be thankful for this Lamb forever. And at the very end of the book of Revelation, the throne is the throne of God and of the Lamb. So you better, and we all better, learn how to experience this lamb and eat this lamb and enjoy him and apply him in every area of our personal life and the church life. We are redeemed by the precious blood of the lamb, Peter said. So wonderful, this lamb is just wonderful. Of course, you all know John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, 29. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
여러분은 모두가 다
If you can tell me whether you have thought about the Lamb every day in your daily life. It's not just once for all that you believe and it's all right. The Lord told them to keep the feast every year. They have to come to Jerusalem to keep the feast of the Passover. Yes, because it's so easy for us to forget. In our concept, I already believe in the Lord Jesus, so that's good enough. No, it is not good enough. This wonderful feast is for us to enjoy, for us to experience, to apply in our daily living. Now, I want to remind you one more point in this feast of the Passover. Just one more simple point. You should add it And point D, right? The feast of the Passover. I'm sorry, point E. You have to add one point. Point E, that the feast of Passover is instituted in the New Covenant by the Lord the night they ate the Passover, right? At the feast of the unleavened bread in Matthew chapter 26. Because it is at that night when they ate the Passover, after they ate the Passover, that's the last Passover that the Lord has eaten with his disciples. Because the Lord is going to put away the lamb, and he will replace that lamb of the Passover to be the reality of the lamb. I want to read to you on chapter 26. So after they ate Passover, in verse 26, the Lord took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to the disciple and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." That shows that the Lord, as the reality of the Passover, has now replaced the lamb of the Passover. And then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on," because he's going to the cross, "until when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And through Paul, he says, "Do this until I come." Now, all these verses are showing us that the Lord has replaced all this feast with himself. He's the reality. He's the reality of the Passover lamb, of the bread from heaven, the unleavened bread, the feast of the unleavened bread. And he's the reality of the first fruits. Right. And then the Feast of Weeks in his ascension, the Feast of the Pentecost. He is the reality. Don't say, "Oh, it's the Old Testament. We don't need to talk about the feast." That's not true. In the New Covenant, the Lord continued keeping this wonderful feast as the reality. The Old Testament feasts are just a shadow, but now in the New Covenant, we are enjoying the substance and the reality. Listen, this is very, very essential, because it helps us to experience the reality of these feasts day by day. To eat the lamb, behold the Lamb of God. Remember, the feast is for you to eat, okay? You have to eat the lamb. And now let's go on to the feast of the unleavened bread. In the outline, we do add that word. It's concurrent with the Passover. If you have the heart to understand more, you have to go and read it yourself. The word is there. The verses are there. You can read it. Because when the Passover lamb is slain, at the same time they have to start to eat the unleavened bread for 7 days. Because even after we ate the lamb, we still have a lot of leaven in our fallen human nature. Who dares to say that he doesn't have any more leaven? I think we all confess that we still have a lot of leaven that needs to be purged out. And this is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 again, see what Paul says. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Because we know that the church in Corinth has a lot of problems, just like many of the churches today. Right, if we go to to chapter 3, you can see why they have envy, they have strife, they have division, they have all kinds of problems, and they have sin here. Right here in chapter 5, a terrible sin. And a brother committed a sin, you know, a Christian, yeah, not an unbeliever, committed a sin that not even the people in the world would do, right? But today in this world, of course, everything, terrible things are happening today in this world. That's why Paul wrote in verse 6, your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Don't think, oh, it's a small thing. No, it's going to grow in you, okay, if you don't purge it away. That is the nature of leaven. It causes the whole lump to become leavened. Mm-hmm. You don't purge it out, it's going to fill you up. So Paul is very straightforward with them. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, so that the whole lump, right, will be new and fresh and without leaven. Paul says, since you truly, supposedly, you should be unleavened, because we are saved and the Lord has forgiven all of our sins, cleansed us, we should be unleavened, but we have to realize, right, we are still in this body, the flesh. If we are in our spirit, then we are unleavened. But we are not always in our spirit. We still have the self, the soul life. So how did Paul help them to deal with that? Paul's medicine for them is Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Our Christ is unleavened. Sin is not in him. He's perfect.
그는 온전합니다.
He's holy.
죄인으로부터 멀리 떠나 계십니다.
Higher than the heavens. It's wonderful. Our great heavenly high priest today, he was sacrificed for us. So because of that, Paul said in verse 8, let us keep the feast. Amen. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Wonderful word. Don't say it's not written in the Bible. No, Paul said it very clearly. Let us keep the feast. I didn't say it. He said it. And the Lord told us to keep the feast. And it's appointed by God. It's not from me, okay? It is from him. And the Apostle Paul confirmed it. He said, let us keep the feast. Not with old leaven. And not with the leaven of malice and wickedness. So much trouble, sin and envy and strife and terrible wickedness, right? But with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Wonderful. Yeah. It is written by the Apostle Paul. Keep the feast. Of course, it's not just the feast of the Passover, but now Paul, together with the Passover, he mentioned the feast of the unleavened bread. Because these two feasts are related to one another. That means after we are saved, receiving the Lord as our Redeemer, we have to continue by eating the bread from heaven, the unleavened bread, so that we can purge out day by day all the leaven completely out of our being. Yeah. Because of this flesh that we carry with us all the time. In 2 Corinthians, let us go to 2 Corinthians, for example, right?
고린도후서
2 Corinthians, chapter 7, in the very beginning of chapter 7. Yeah. All right. Because the house of God should be holy. Yeah. So if you go to chapter 6, in the second part, Paul is talking about being separated from the unbelievers, from unrighteousness, from lawlessness, from darkness, from idols, right?
Yep.
Then God says, if you separate yourselves, then I will dwell in you and walk among you. I will be your God. We Christians must be a holy people. We must separate ourselves from all this uncleanness. Then who will dwell amongst us in reality.
실제로 거하십니다.
And we can sense his presence. And we can hear his speaking. Then there is fellowship with him. Because all of this uncleanness will spread into our spirit. Our human spirit will defile our spirit. Remember, our conscience is a part of our spirit. So if our conscience is not clean anymore and not, you know, cleansed by the blood, it will influence our spirit. You will have no boldness to enter into God's presence. So chapter 7 says, purge away, purge away. Yeah. All the filthiness of the flesh and spirit and perfect holiness in the fear of God. Yeah, we need to do that. Don't think, oh, yeah, I can't do it. Don't say that. Oh, it's so difficult. No, don't say that. No, we have the precious blood of the Lamb. We have this unleavened bread from heaven through the living word of God. God's word is not doctrine and not interpretation. No, we have to eat it as bread of life. Remember what the Lord said in John chapter 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread, physical bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I will encourage all the young people, when you come to the Bible, don't come with a curious mind. Oh, what does it mean and how do I understand this? Forget about that. You have to eat the word of God. Tell the Lord, Lord, I want to eat you in the word. I want to remind you again what the Lord said in John chapter 6. Where the Lord told the people, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Nobody understood that. They didn't even wait for the Lord to explain to them and they just left. Then the Lord told them, means nothing, but it is the spirit that gives life and the words that I have spoken to you. They are spirit and they are life. I have eaten bread all my life, although I didn't know how to make and bake bread. You don't have to understand everything in the Bible, but you can eat the Lord. Tell the Lord, I'm hungry. I want to eat you in the word. I guarantee you. If you have this attitude and you desire to eat the Lord will enlighten you and the Lord will give you wisdom and understanding and will dispense life to you. Every time I come to the Word to read the Bible, I told the Lord, I'm not going to learn something just to learn the Bible, but I want you. Hebrews says to mingle the word that the Lord has spoken in the Bible with faith, with the spirit of faith within us. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in you will react because of the word. And remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it is not the letter, it is the Spirit that gives life. And we have to be doers of the word. Remember that. Right. So, the feast of the unleavened bread is not just for us to eat, but the more you eat the unleavened bread, the more all the waste in your spirit and in your soul will be discharged. Just like your human physical life. You cannot just eat and eat and eat and eat and you don't discharge the waste in your body. This is not good. The more you eat the unleavened bread, the more you will desire to purge out every leaven and sin and evil things in you, in your system. This is the cycle of life. Yeah. You have to put off the old and put on the new. Then you'll be a healthy person. If you only eat and eat and eat, and you don't purge away all the waste from your body, I warn you, you're going to be sick, okay? Spiritually, it is the same. Here and you hear so many messages, but you just get in and you don't purge out the leaven, you will be very sick spiritually. You don't believe that? That's why it's called a feast of the unleavened bread, so that you will purge out all the leaven that is not good. Yeah. Both Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians give you a list of the leaven, so many leaven. My Galatians chapter 5, all the works of the flesh and the self and covetousness and the world and pride. That is why there's so much fighting. So many divisions, and it's happening every day and every year.
날마다.
More division comes out. Christians fight about everything. Yeah. No, I don't want to be one who is fighting. The Lord is my witness. Every day when I have the time with the Lord, I want to purge out every leaven that is in me. Whatever the Lord's light shine upon me, I say, amen, Lord, take it away. I don't want it in my system. I don't want it to be hidden in my heart. No, take it out. Yeah. Right. Even James says, do not speak evil of one another. I say, amen. Any time an evil thought came into my mind about anybody, I say, no. Purge out the leaven. I don't want that in me. After purging out the leaven, I feel very light. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right. Any old leaven, get rid of it. Yeah. We all need to practice this. But you can only practice this if you eat the unleavened bread that came down from heaven. Yeah. We have to eat healthy food. No leaven. Yeah, I'm allergic to leaven, gluten-free. So I try not to eat anything or too much gluten, you know, it's leaven, right? No leaven, gluten-free, even spiritual food, gluten-free. How about that? We need to learn this. The Lord is the true bread that came down from heaven. If you don't eat it, it's up to you, right? Hey, you're responsible for your own health. Don't eat too much sugar, leaven, chocolate, and all kinds
설탕.
Of things. Yeah. We need to eat the bread that came down from heaven. It is pure, it is holy, unleavened, without sin. You have to learn to eat and keep this feast. Every time when you come to the Lord's table and the Lord's day eating that bread, you should say, Lord, I want to eat this unleavened bread and to strengthen me to purge out every leaven. Yep, that should remind you concerning the meal offering. Pure, without leaven.
순전하고 누룩이 없습니다.
Without honey, salted. With frankincense, the power of resurrection to swallow up death, because our problem is death. It's the worst leaven. Wonderful bread from heaven.
이 놀라운.
The more you eat of this Christ,
이 그리스도를 더 먹을수록,
the more you will become like him. Yeah. You will have a burden to put off the old man and put on Christ. Yeah. Because this food is so wonderful to eat. Yeah. You remember Hebrews chapter 7 concerning this great heavenly high priest that is fitting for us. This is a wonderful bread from heaven. The more you eat him,
더 많이 먹을수록,
the more you'll be separated from sinners. You will hate sin. Do you hate sin?
여러분, 죄를 증오합니까?
Or you just say, oh, okay, I'm sorry, Lord, I take the blood. But you don't hate it. Maybe sin still tastes good for you, eh? Yeah. So we need to keep the feast of the unleavened bread.
이런.
Purge it out. Right. So in this outline, let us go to the outline. Point B concerning the unleavened bread. First of all, in point one,
1번.
It's the parable of the woman hiding leaven in the three measures of fine flour. It is warning us, this terrible woman of religion, especially the Roman Catholic Church.
특별히 로마 Catholic.
This terrible woman, Jezebel, hiding leaven in three measures of fine flour. That means it's a mixture. They're called the Christian church, right? But the name itself is already leavened. It's a Roman church. Hey, the church is not Roman. There's no Korean church. There's no Chinese First Baptist Church. It's already, the name is already leavened. Okay. That means Satan will use religion to put leaven in the pure word of God, the truth. The fine flour refers to the pure word of God. God's word is pure. Now, this woman hiding it. Why do you have to hide it? Because you don't want people to know, right? So he hid the leaven and mix it with the pure word of God and change it. I want to remind you what Peter said in 2 Peter,
Pedro,
chapter 1, at the end of chapter 1. The first thing that we should take care of when reading the word, the prophetic word of God, is not to have our private interpretation. Don't add anything. Take away anything. That is our problem today. We like to add into God's word, and whatever we don't like, we just put it aside. So then what happened? You have the pure word of God mingled with some leaven in it. At the end, you don't know what you're eating. You think you are receiving the word of God, but at the same time, you're eating leaven. That's poisonous. This is what happened from the Roman Catholic Church until this very day. This is why I would encourage every one of you to all the time go back to the pure word of God. It's the unleavened bread. Peter talked about being desirous of the pure milk of the word. Even if you don't understand it, don't try, you know, to bend your mind and
your headache,
right? You trust the Lord, and the Lord at the right time will enlighten you. Every one of us must have ears to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the churches. We all need a spirit of discernment. And Hebrews says we all need to grow in life and not to be children, because if we are children, then we hear this and we hear that and we are tossed to and fro. Don't be like that. And so you have the leaven of Pharisees, and the Lord warned his disciples, because the Pharisees, yeah, they're teaching the Bible, but they add so many tradition, personal understanding, and teachings of men. And at the end, it is all leavened. That's right. Right, the leaven of the Pharisees, of Sadducees, and the Herodians all mixed up together. Right. And the leaven of hypocrisy. Nothing is more hypocrisy than the politics today, full of lies, even full of lies. And then the leaven of malice and wickedness, what we have read in 1 Corinthians. This is also leaven, sin. Even ourself. The Lord said, what is the world? The world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The pride of life. Many kinds of leaven. All the sinful things are leaven.
모든.
Galatians chapter 5, leaven of dead religious practices. Yeah. So many mixtures. And we have to also pay attention to ourselves that we do not fall into that category. And the Lord warns us in his word, like from Paul, a little leaven will eventually leaven the whole lump. Don't underestimate a little problem in your heart. You might think, oh, okay, it's all right. It's okay. Leave it there.
그걸 제거하지 않으면?
And it'll become a very big problem in the church one day. If you don't purge it out, it's dangerous. Right. So learn to get rid of all the leaven in your heart, even loving the world. The Lord said in Matthew chapter 13, it is a thorn in thistles. You love the pleasure of the world, right? You love the riches, the hidden sin, the stones that are in your heart. Get rid of it. The earlier, the better. Don't let it stay in your heart. Because it's going to grow. And actually, it grows quite fast. All the sisters who are bakers, who like to bake, you will know, my goodness, the small lump of flour, right? If you put leaven in it, it's going to grow. It will not stay that size. It's going to grow. And then it will leaven to your whole heart. Do not underestimate sin. We need to purge it out. Yeah. So this is a very important feast for us to keep. At one point, you all have to remember, you cannot purge away the leaven by your own strength. You have to eat the unleavened bread from heaven. You have to eat. If you don't eat this unleavened bread, you will not have the strength to cast it out. You will not. You will even like it. There's pleasure in sin. Don't think, it's just leaven. No, no. When it grows, it will overtake you. It will take over your whole being. I have seen so many cases like that. And I'm afraid of this leaven. It doesn't mean that I'm afraid of it. No, not like that, but I know what it will do to me. If we don't take care of it every day, as long as we live on this earth, physically, you need to wash your hands, you need to brush your teeth every day, you need to wash your body all the time. And how often did you wash your hands, especially in pandemic days? How come you don't wash yourself spiritually every day? All the poison and to detox your soul from all the influence of evil in the world and idolatry, covetousness, and all of this. You name it.
네, 영적으로는.
Lord, it has to go. No, it has to go. But let me repeat, okay? Do not get rid of it if you don't eat the unleavened bread. That's why it's called the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. And I like the Chinese. I don't know if it is the correct translation or not, but Chinese call it 除酵. That means you get rid of the feast of getting rid of the leaven, right?
그래서 이것이 무교절인데.
对不对, 주디형아, 对不对? Right? It is the feast of purging out the leaven. I like it. But both, we need both. We need to have eating of the unleavened bread and then purging out all the leaven that is out of our heart, out of our being. Yeah. This is very good practice. Right. And in this feast of the Passover and unleavened bread, you have to eat the bitter herbs. I think all the people in the Far East, their medicine is herbal medicine, right? And it is very bitter. But the more bitter the medicine is, the more effective it is to heal you, right? That's supposed to be what the Korean and the Chinese believe, right? Am I right? In Korean, the herbal yes. medicine is as sweet like candies, but all these herbal medicine are very bitter, right? Bitter herbs for the healing. So the more we keep this feast of the unleavened bread, eating the Lord's word. In the Lord's word, there is the mixture of bitter herbs in it to heal us. Yeah, we need the healing. How often do you tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for forgiveness, but I need a healing. I want this thing to be gone from my system. I want to be healed. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to do it again. I don't want to just get rid of the symptom. I want to get rid of the disease. I want to be healed. And the feast of the Lord is there to heal us. Right? You can see the Passover is to cleanse us. And the feast of the unleavened bread is to purge away all the leaven from us, right? Get rid of it. And you have the feast of the first fruits to swallow up the death, which is the most terrible thing. After sin came in, death also came in. Spiritual death is so terrible, I tell you. So you don't think you need this feast? Amen, Kiat. Are you already perfect? No. This keeping a feast will keep us healthy and it will keep the church life healthy. So tomorrow evening, we're going to talk about and fellowship about the Feast of the First Fruits, the resurrection from the dead. Because we have so much of these terrible problems. That's why you need to keep the feasts. Maybe you don't need it. That's fine. If you don't need it, okay. You know, you don't need it. That's fine. You cannot force anyone to keep the feast. But I need it. I don't know
about you.
I need it. No, don't think I'm forcing you to keep the feast, okay? But it's appointed by the Lord. It's written in a Bible. You can read it yourself. And if you think it is from the Lord, do it. If you don't need it, that's also fine. You tell the Lord, Lord, I don't need to keep the feast. That's also good. That's fine. It's your choice. It's your choice. No. We cannot force anyone to do it. But if you see the significance of keeping the feast, then you will do it. So eating is really important. Our concept must keep on improving, progressing. Even our eating must progress. Just like what Paul said, a baby can only drink milk. But unfortunately, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, even after a couple of years, or 3 to 5 years, they still are drinking milk because they did not improve. They did not grow. And I want you to go, let's go to Hebrews chapter 6. Let me go to Hebrews chapter 6 to read it to give you a deep impression, right? I'm sorry, start with chapter 5 at the very end, yeah. Please read it in your 12 to 14. 12. Amen.
Amen.
Right? I think all of you have followed what is being read. Right. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you still need someone to feed you with the first elementary principles of the oracle of God. You need milk and you cannot take solid food. Right. So we all need to pay attention to this matter. Because, hey, there are so many things in the Bible that we're not used to practicing it. We're not used to it. Yeah. A few years ago, when we began to talk about the true worship, according to John chapter 4, a lot of saints didn't say, why do we can worship God in any way. Okay, if that's what you want, that's fine. I cannot say anything. It's hard for them to swallow. Yeah, by all means, I don't want to force it into your throat, okay? Right. There are so many things that, because of our traditional thoughts and thinking, we just cannot eat it. I gave some of the Europeans to try, what do you call that, king of fruit? It's durian. For them it is horrible. It smells so awful. I cannot eat that. But I'm sure there are quite a few Korean food that we're not used to eating it, right? Same thing with a spiritual food. Yeah. There's also stages in the spiritual food in the Bible. So we have to learn to be open to the Lord speaking. Come back all the time to the Lord and in the Word of God. Be like the Bereans. Because the Bereans not only listened to what Paul said, but they went home and checked in the Word to see if what Paul said is according to the Word. Yeah, check. Paul says this. Bereans are more noble. A noble Christian.
여러분도 마찬가지 아닙니까?
Doesn't matter who said it. You just have to go and check it out in the Bible.
누가?
And then you eat it. Don't just eat anything. You just check and go and if it's good, eat it. Our desire is to eat the pure word of God. And we must train ourselves to do that. Maybe you heard something new. Go to the Word and check it out. Lord, is this what you're saying or not? And you pray to the Lord. Ask the Lord, give me spirit of wisdom, spirit of revelation. I want to know if this is of you or not. If it is, and the Lord confirms it, eat it. If it is not, throw it into the trash can. Then here. As simple as that. You have to be such a person.
그런 그리스도인이 되어야 합니다.
And don't force anyone to do it. No. Because if it is the word of God and you don't take it, that's fine. That's fine with me. You don't take it, you don't take it. It's up to you and God, right? This is the important principle of eating the pure word of God. And every one of you must come back to the word every day and eat it. Amen.
Amen.
This is the feast of the unleavened bread. I don't care who, where does the leaven come from? If it is leaven, I said, no, sorry. If it is the truth, I praise God, because James says all good things, especially the word of truth, comes from the Father of light. It's edible. No mixture. Gluten-free. Organic.
organic food입니다.
Right. No mixture of any kind. And it's healthy for you. That is keeping the feast of the unleavened bread.
바로.
Okay. Learn this. Everyone, especially the young one. Ju-chan, right? Ju-chan, yeah. Better learn this. Right. Right. Be a Berean. Okay. I think I'll stop here, right? I think it's good enough. And tomorrow we will go to the Feast of the First Fruits and the Pentecost. Amen.
네.
Yeah.
Amen.